You know this, Uncle Tom.
Listen, sucker. I'm blacker than the Ace of Spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. And while you out there chanting at rallies and browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a Hummel that gets in my way. So I tell you what. When your so-called revolution starts, you call me. And I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
What up, what up, what up, what up, world? It's your boy, Cooley Main. And y'all know what it is. It's grown-up talk. Put them kids to bed, plug them headphones in, and let's begin to listen. Today we're going to talk about all y'all people that ain't used to money, finally get some money, and want to act all funny. Yeah. Let's get it. Oh yeah, things have changed in the episode you have missed.
That beat is just so sickening. It just sends chills every time you play it. That beat is just, that's all revolutionary. I love it.
Shout out to my boy Haas on the beat. Know what I mean?
Definitely. What up, world? It's your boy AK. I'm here.
Definitely. We always here. Know what I mean? Turned up, doing what we do. You know what I mean? Y'all know how we always kick this thing off, thanking all of you guys, know what I mean? It take a special type of you guys to appreciate a special type of us, you know what I mean? Y'all sitting down, y'all listening to us, y'all spreading the word, because we see the numbers growing. We appreciate it all, know what I mean?
Definitely appreciate the listeners, know what I mean? You know my motto, like, share, and follow.
Definitely.
Like these guys said.
She on a ditto today. Ayo, know what I mean? North Cackalack, South Cackalack, Dallas, over there in the islands, know what I mean?
Hey.
Connecticut, Mass, New York. New York was definitely in the building last week, know what I mean? Shout out to everybody. Cali, we see you, know what I mean? We see all y'all, man. Denver, Colorado, I definitely see y'all out there too, know what I mean? Everybody rocking with us, we definitely appreciate it. The love is not going unseen. Thank you. Anywho,
is it me or is the studio shaking?
Well, yeah, it's because we're in Connecticut right now, and it's a motherfucking storm going on, and this wind is not playing.
Hell no.
But fuck the wind, because it ain't going to fuck up my vibe, you feel me?
I'm just saying. I feel the earth shaking under me. But what's the topic today? What are we doing?
Man, listen.
What are we talking about?
I usually don't like doing topics, but I'm going to just kick it off like this. Like I said in the intro, this episode is for those people who usually don't have money, finally get some money, and start acting funny. And no, I ain't trying to rhyme. I'm just saying. Now, I mean, this episode is about those situations, those type of people, and I mean, what comes along with the territory. Basically, we all know right about now is income tax time, so everybody feel like they balling. But what happened when that money gone? And you can't live up to what you're spending. Feel me?
Okay. So I'm just going to kick it off like this. My personal opinion, I'm a firm believer of, like, yo, pretty much the person that we're speaking about, or the person that tend to act funny when they do get money, you know what type of person they are without money, and you know what type of person they are if it's not about money. So what that means is, if they're a funny person, then they're going to be funny with just about everything.
Right.
So when the money comes, don't think things are going to change.
Well, like, things definitely change.
Like, no, I'm talking about as far as not acting funny.
Oh, I'm about to say, like, they get...
Don't think things are going to change as far as that. But, I mean, as far as... not spending the money wisely, or I mean, not doing what they're supposed to do.
Being responsible with it.
Those are the same people that be like, yo, if I had the money, or when I get the money, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to start a Fortune 500 company or whatever case may be, and get the money. And they be, I mean, at the casino.
Right.
Making it rain or some shit. Like,
right.
At the strip club or some shit. Like, yeah, that's changing, or if I haven't seen them, if I've seen.
Well, can I just share a personal experience about getting money and just changing? I think that with me, because I get money.
Here you go.
I get money. But I think it's because, and I'm just going to share because I feel like it's necessary. As of recent, if you guys have followed me on my Instagram page, thank y'all so much. I definitely appreciate all the opinions and just everyone just trying to steal the post. I appreciate it. But back to what I'm sharing, I went out and I brought Tiffany Co. I brought Coach and I brought a Michael Kors bag. And I was showing what I purchased. It ain't come from income tax money. It came from my job and what I, you know, what I do for a line of work. And, you know,
We see you.
Okay.
Flossing. So, we see you.
All the time, honey. Flossing. I got missing flossing. But the point I'm making is because people who knew me before I got my degree and got all my shit, they think I changed now. They think, oh, she's flashy. She just putting it out there because she got all this money now and yada, yada, yada. But that's not what it is. I'm putting it out there because I ain't never have shit.
Okay.
let me backtrack that.
Because
I didn't have shit.
That scenario out there too.
Huh?
I was about to say that scenario is out there too.
Right.
Like, it's a difference from a person who ain't have shit growing up. I mean, they humble enough to know that if I get a big lump sum, or I mean, if I come into some money or I earn my way into some money to be able to, I got to be humble enough to sustain it. I'm not so much talking about them. I'm talking about the people that, like AK said, just jumped out there, get some bread. I mean, income tax or whatever, stumbled upon some bread or whatever, and just act like, nigga, last week we were sharing my Chinese food, nigga. I was giving you half my fries and two of my chicken wings. And this week you want to eat filet mignon and motherfucking lobster and all that, know what I mean? And the nigga can't get a biscuit off your table, know what I mean? That I'm talking about that type of scenario.
But
like,
that's where I was getting to, because people, they're now like, you've changed. Money's changed you. And I don't think that money changed me. I think that money just gave me more of an opportunity to get things that I didn't have. So I don't know. It's weird to put it, but a lot of people think that I've changed because I got this great opportunity, or they think that it's income tax money that I'm spending it on. It is really not.
Well, you know, again, what I mean? Like I said, it's the time of the year that you're doing it. Like,
know
what I mean?
I know. I picked the wrong time of the year to go and buy stuff.
Definitely. Now, see, if it was like your birthday was around my birthday, you know, income tax happened to come in around the same time, your birthday pop up, and people don't know you've been stacking for your birthday or whatever, so you're trying to make a big move for your birthday to do the birthday splash for yourself. But it's not like that. Everybody know your birthday in January, so when they see you jump the gun and you, I mean, go out and treat yourself to something nice, they automatically assume that. Right,
but
right.
I've been flossing since. It's just kind of weird, but I understand. And the reason why I share that is because I have people to this day that just want to be like, they just want to cut me off. No, we don't want to have no parts of you because you changed since you got money. And I'm like, well.
So are they speaking because you buying high-end things, or is because your attitude? Because that's another sector
speaking,
of it. Like,
and it's interesting you said that, because they're speaking on both ends. So my attitude is like this. What I used to do when I was making, you know, $10 an hour, I just can't do that anymore because I experience outside of the $10 an hour bracket. You know what I mean? Like, I've traveled outside of that.
Okay.
So now I like doing things that cost a little bit more money.
Okay.
And because I associate myself with people that are still down in that $10.
That's it right there. Aha.
Thing.
I think I found the velvet.
Oh, no, I already know what it is.
I found the velvet.
I know what it is because I want to do things that's going to cost a little bit more money than what they can afford. And I'm like this, but listen to me. I'm about to
ding you in the head
no,
real quick.
Not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. Right. I'm not the example you gave with one day we shared Chinese food.
You're not.
And next thing you know, I blow up and I got the lobster and caviar and you can't even get a biscuit off the plate. No, I'm like, yo, I'm up, you up too. We gonna do this together. But it's gonna be on the expense of me. Do you gotta pay me back? No, I'm not looking for it. But if you feel in your heart, you must. Like,
nice little cleanup. You see the look I'm giving you right now.
If you feel in your heart, you must.
Then,
you know, do it. But I'm not gonna chase you for no money. Especially when I know I'm getting money.
So,
but they don't like that either.
So listen,
they don't like that either,
but so. You got because of the feel, the vibe. So like we talked about in mad episodes before, it's about the vibes that you give off, right? So like you said,
no, I ain't just as
but listen now, listen. So you said the things you used to do when you was at 10 an hour,
right?
You don't do no more, or you don't like to do no more because you experience out of that. You're out of that. That tax bracket,
right.
Basically, you out of that area. Like, so you still like to hang around the people that do.
Because I'm not the type of person.
But listen to how,
just because I'm on a higher tax bracket, or, you know, tax bracket.
But you gotta,
So Monica,
the way that sounds,
experience what I'm experiencing right up here.
Listen. The way that sounds is the way that probably feels to that person. Like, I done elevated. But I still go down to the garage every now and then to smell the dust in the garage to see what it's like. That's what that probably feel like to them. That's probably why they feeling like that.
To them.
We on together circumstantially. When we go out or whatever, you might pick up the bill every now and then.
Like that.
But like you said, you up in the game. You still view it as where they at as down in the game. Right. Yeah. See? Exactly. We should have been live for that. But listen. So what I'm saying is,
but it's
right.
Ends.
Yeah, but listen. So where you're at is like mid, like you in the middle part of the game, you still climbing to the top, but you in the middle part of the game and you looking at where they at as the bottom of the game. Like, you feel me? Like,
but
they have to, they
like
have to.
I'm not dropping those jewels though. I'm telling them how they can get on.
Listen,
how to do it.
Listen, but when you look at it that way, not on purpose, but sometimes you tend to treat it that way or make it feel like that. So when you say, oh, if they going through something, maybe it's the way you coming to them, or maybe because of how they feel, or the way that the vibes you giving off, or make them second guess when you reach out your hand to help them, because maybe you feel like, oh, now I'm doing charity work. You get what I'm saying?
That's probably how they feel. I am never like that, because I have a lot of my friends that listen. Y'all already know how I get down. I ain't never like that. I don't do charity work.
I'm just talking about the friends that's. I'm speaking specifically on the friends that you are saying that's kind of acting funny now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying like that could be. I don't know them. Never talked to them. Haven't had a conversation. I'm just saying off of what.
My team, honestly, to be honest with you, and this is gonna sound real mean, but my set, and I only have a set, like literally probably about five chicks.
Oh, you in here set tripping?
I have a set. They know who they are. If they were here right now, they'd be like, yo, that's
what
me.
What y'all banging? No, no, I'm fucking with you.
Pills. Red bottles. But for real, like, my set, my famous five, that's what we call each other. We started from the bottom.
Famous five.
Yes, my famous five.
Shout out to the famous five.
We started from the bottom, and we all building our way up, regardless of our profession.
Oh, it's nothing wrong with that.
Right?
It's nothing wrong with that.
Sisterhood is just how it is. But I do have a little, you know, off the set that, you know, that just ain't about that. So they looking at it as my attitude.
Okay.
It is what it is. It's just, you know.
Okay.
They think it's my attitude, but it's not my attitude. It's because they're insecure themselves.
So I'm pretty sure you've seen my my status today on Instagram, right?
I sure did, and I definitely commented on it.
You definitely did.
Brought life to a squirrel.
So sometimes you got to do exactly that. You got to self-evaluate. You got to step out of yourself and look at yourself and kind of read yourself. Because at the end of the day, you should be your worst critic. You should know.
It ain't me.
You should know what's going right with you, what's going wrong with you.
Exactly.
And what don't need a lot of tweaking, right?
Right.
So maybe to that, to you, it's not coming off that way, right? But maybe if you self-evaluate and put yourself in their shoes and read how you're coming off, maybe it might be just a little bit of you in there.
It's called age maturity and learning how to accept accountability. That's what that's called.
My bad, I'm pouring this drink in your ear, but...
That's all right, pour it up. Sound effects.
As good as it sounds, it tastes even better.
Sound effects. AK is just so quiet.
I'm trying to, you know.
He trying to find the little holes to plug in here.
Right. I'm just listening to anything because I was about to chime in. Because me personally, I can't relate. So
soon come.
Soon to come. So, you put it as
no. I'm not saying I have my highs. I have my lows. Like shit, I ain't talking about. I mean, me having money and friends not having money. I'm just talking about as far as people not
I'm or myself dirty
the way because I'm doing better than them. I never had that happen to me. I've never been that person to get that type of feedback is what I'm saying. I was trying to understand it and I can almost agree with Cooley and kind of say the same thing. Maybe, you know, probably take a step back and see and put yourself in someone else's shoes and see what they or how they feel rather. But at that same time, if someone can feel some type of way for your elevation, feel some type of way, then maybe that person wasn't a friend all along. That person
right
was bingo just,
right I mean, right.
Go ahead, speak facts. You know.
That was just the person that, I mean, was there to not challenge you, but as long as they was doing better than you, they was cool with the friendship.
And we all know people like that,
we
too.
We all know them.
So, I mean, when you start doing better, then they start feeling some type of way. So that's not a friend at all, or that's not your fault, Monica. If that's the case.
I know it's not my fault. I've been saying that because at the end of the day, a true friend, again, back to my famous five, where so-and-so started getting on, we clapped, we applauded.
Yeah.
We waited. What should we do? She told us what we needed to do, and we followed the steps, and we all got on. We built our ladders, and we all got on until we got to that level she was at. Then she hit us with a new curve. Yo, let me show you how to do this.
But that's what it
build together. Now we're at this level.
That's what it should be, though.
We at this level.
That's what it should be.
But then, like I said, I got friends that I'm doing the same thing old girl taught me. And I'm telling these people, like, yo, this is what I learned. Like, here's the jewels. Here's the handbook.
Right.
Rock out. Do it.
So listen, right? In similar situation with me, right? But it wasn't so much of me having to show people or people not being receptive to me showing them what steps to take to elevate, you feel me? So I took this training, it's called situational leadership, right? So it tells you about the different type of ways people learn, different types of ways people receive messages. Like, you got your hands-on learners, your people that learn to learn from reading the books, people that like both, people that love to learn by just having a dialogue, like just talking it out. And this is kind of the same way with receiving the information. Like, so you got to learn or you got to know what type of person that you're having this conversation with, almost to the point where you got to know their learning style. You got to know you got to be able to adapt to their learning style to deliver that conversation. So I personally, not to say I'm perfect, but I personally haven't delivered a conversation of elevation to anybody in a way where they didn't get it. Now, what they did with it after that is on them.
I was going to say, it has nothing to do with you. You feel me? It has nothing to do but with
after that. I always make sure they understand what I'm telling them or what I'm giving them as far as, I mean, the wisdom to elevate or the lessons or the road to take to elevate. And once we get that understanding that they know, they caught what I'm saying, what they do from that point is all the way on them.
And that's what the point I'm making, because I can give you the whole handbook, But what you do with it.
Right. But what I'm saying is,
you still want to be at that $10 thing, and
stop saying ten. I started at $8.50.
Stop saying $10. Stop saying an hour.
Stop saying $10.
I'm just saying.
I was there once.
Get on there, but I know someone with two $10 gigs and they doing
hella good. Right.
10 equals what?
What? Then they don't got a
$20.
$10
equals what?
They don't have a $20.
It don't so matter. It's 10 to 10.
They have a $10 gig. And they're making it work.
Word.
It doesn't matter how and you come up happens as long as you're doing something to better yourself.
So the whole point I was trying to get to with bringing this subject up is I know people that got, I mean, they got a nice little chunk back for their income tax. I know a couple people just got some lawsuits from some accidents they was in. I mean, but now that they got them, oh no, that's not love, because you might get the check from the accident, but you got to linger with the pain. Anyway, they was just bummy last week. Know what I mean? They was bummy all last year. They just got this fucking no gig. Like, they don't got no job. They just out here. You feel me? They got their income tax back, and now they feel like, nigga, we made it. Nah, my nigga, you got to pace it. It's not nigga, we made it. It's nigga, pace it. You got to make this motherfucker stretch. But they out here, like I said, niggas was sharing Chinese food like a couple weeks ago, and now niggas out here, Red Lobster, fucking Olive Garden, they doing it up. Like, know what I mean? They living it to the max, forgetting that this shit gonna run out soon, right. B. Either I gotta find a gig or I gotta figure out a way for this shit to work for me, and they not doing that shit. Like,
the thing about that is, you know, us being less fortunate or unfortunate, you tend to want to do fortunate things when you presented the opportunity.
I.e. Monica.
So with that being said, that person that we're talking about is receiving an income tax, right? But
right.
They don't have a job.
Right.
So that doesn't mean they're slack or they're lazy. That doesn't mean they're unmotivated not to find a job, because they
waited all year for this moment.
But
they gotta get their moment to shine.
Whether they waited all year for the moment to shine, they also bust their ass all year, because you can't get income tax without working. So you gotta work.
Lies.
So unless you cheat, you can do some shit around. We talking about people that work.
No, I'm about to say you can get. This is what you can definitely get an income tax for doing bare minimum. You can only work 3 months, let's say Walmart, I'm using Walmart example. You can work 3 months at Walmart, collect, have them take out your federal and your state, and then claim two kids, and it's like as if you worked.
True, but I'm not talking about that person. I'm talking about the person that worked all year, doesn't have a job, and when they get their income tax, blow the money, just like me.
Right.
Like you're saying.
Right.
Blow the money, because they didn't have it to do it when they was working throughout the year. They had to pay rent. They had to pay bills.
Right.
They really didn't have the extra money to blow or go buy the Jordans or go get the clothes or go to the restaurant or go get the filet mignon that they could. I mean, that they wanted to get because they had bills.
Right.
They had bills. They had, I mean, other shit that, I mean, they wanted to take care of.
Trying to help them out wholesale.
I mean, and well, I believe what we're talking about is an abundancy. Like, I mean,
it's mad shit tied
like,
in.
Like, know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so, income tax come, you eating filet mignon and lobster all week.
Like, right. Right.
Right. So,
my point.
Right. So, know what I mean, doesn't mean he didn't have it all year. He could have bought filet mignon and lobster throughout the year, but he's eating it all week. This is income tax time. This
right.
is what you're talking about, blowing your money.
Right.
So, know what I mean, that don't make sense. But... that don't make sense. But to treat yourself when you don't normally have it to treat yourself,
there's a difference.
I don't have a problem.
Right, yeah. And I agree with that. Like I said, like if Now, I mean, you know, like me, for instance, if I just want to take care of responsibilities all year and not save a dime, knowing I got two kids, I could, now I mean, I can get right on income tax and get myself right for my birthday. Or I can use income tax for, now I mean, some shit to either continue to make money with, or, now I mean, just to take care of the household and then save bread up all year for my birthday and still be able to have the same impact. What I'm really talking about is when I'm talking about the people that get the income tax and act brand new is the people that didn't have nothing or don't have nothing. They get it and they turn their nose up to the people that was there helping them get throughout the year. Like when they didn't have it and they can call, or I mean they need, and somebody just came through and dropped that blessing on them. Now they turning their head, they turning their nose for these 2 weeks that they got this lump sum. And they like, yo, I don't need you right now. And on to the next escapade.
I gotta get this out. You know what you do to people like that? You just wait.
Oh, yeah.
Patiently. Wait it out. Let them keep turning their nose up to the ceiling. Wait it out. They'll be back. I just love it. You know, it's actually funny when I see people do that. They go out, income tax, with their money, and they get the nicest clothes, and they got this Mercedes, or let me see what else. They got a new BMW, and they just got all the flyest shit that you know damn well they didn't work hard for. And then 2 weeks later, or 3 weeks later, or a month later, you notice the repo man, the car's parked around the corner.
Yeah, like, so this is you opening up. We all kind of been opening up the door a little bit on the responsibility.
You just wait, because you know why? When you wait, people start humbling themselves.
But let me ask you this before I jump into this next part, right? Let me ask you this. So when you waiting, are you waiting envious, like the little devil in the corner rubbing their hands like, ha, 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 ha? Or are you on some shit like, I'm still living my life. I know the day going to come, and I'm going to be humble when the day come back around, and I'm not going to throw that shit in their face. Because there's two different type of people. Now, I mean, when you jump the gun too quick, you get shot.
You don't want to.
Listen, so what I'm saying is, you know that person ain't have it all year. You know that person, at some point, they going to want to treat themselves. But at some point, now I mean, if they start turning their nose up to you and you was the person that was helping them, not saying that you looking for them, not at all saying that you looking for them to help you out when they get their income tax. Just saying, still be, now I mean, on the same level of communication. Still get up, still keep... Right, know what I mean? Because I'm getting my... If I was helping you out all year, you know I'm getting income tax too. Right, like, know what I mean? We should be able to get up, and instead of whatever I'm helping you with, we doing this shit together, like you were saying.
Realistically, that doesn't happen, though.
Yeah, I know, but listen. So, are you sitting back like, I know this day gonna come, and when they do, I'm gonna sit back and I'm gonna laugh and point the finger and laugh? Or are you the same person, the same humble person that was willing to help them when it was down, when all that shit is gone, and just act like the shit never happened? Like, yo, fuck it. I'm going to keep moving. You're going to keep moving. If you still need my help, I'll still be there to help you, and we still going to rock out the way we rock out.
Okay, so can I answer that?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm done.
I'm a little bit of both. I'm a little bit of both, and I'm explaining to you why I'm a little bit of both.
Okay.
It depends on the situation. Okay. If it's somebody that I'm really close with and I rock with, and I see that person, I know they ain't got shit all year, and they turn their nose up as soon as they get a little change in the pocket, and they decide they're just going to flake me every chance they get. We ain't getting, you know, we ain't going out and doing the fun stuff together.
Right.
We're spending the money together.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to rub my hands together like devil's advocate, but you will hear me say, should have listened to what I told you.
Word.
Probably shouldn't have done that. Like, I'm going to be that person in the ear talking about, you got to slow your money down. Put a little bit away. Don't let it burn a hole in your pocket. Put a little bit away. And if that person continues to stick their nose up to the ceiling and just continue to spend their money lavishly, I'm waiting till the money run dry. Then they gonna come back. Oh, Monica, blah, blah, blah. Nah, boo, I told you. But we still gonna do what we gonna do, but I told you.
Right.
It's simple. So I'm right there in the middle. I can't go one way without going another. I told you, I'm still going to pick you up, but I hope this is a learning lesson for you.
To me.
Therefore, you know what to do next time. Don't do foolish things.
To me, I treat that shit the same way we was talking about earlier. Like, I mean, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. You still my people. If you want to turn your nose up and go do what you do, know what I mean? You don't want to celebrate your little shortcome, know what I mean? Your little short upcoming or whatever in life. That's cool, because I'm still getting mine, and I'm still going to continue to do what I'm doing. Know what I mean? At the end of the day, when you come down from whatever high you on, and you come back, and you back around the same scene you was in before, it's still open arms for you. I'm not going to be the person to say, my nigga blew through the money. Nah, my nigga, like, you handled yours. Like, you did what you had to do. You know what I mean? You happy? You happy? Cool. But like I said, you know, off the rip, half of that money is going to celebrating and treating yourself. Off the rip.
Yeah, that's a given.
My thing, well, AK, I'm going to let you touch in on this. But then my question after AK touching on that part is, responsibly, what advice can we give people that still got a little bit left over to make this shit work for them, or to help them benefit their self from this? I mean, basically, because income, everybody look at income tax as
splurge.
Like, nah, not even splurge. Is they forget the fact that it's the money you've been overpaying the government all year round. They just giving you your refund. Like, it's all the shit I owe you to give you back, like, because you overpaid this amount all year round. So people look at it as, oh, the government giving me money. It's not them giving you money. It's them the giving you back your money. Like, but, AK, go ahead, man. I'll let you touch in on that whole when they come down and all that, what type of person you going to be, or would you be?
All night. Go for it.
me personally, I would agree with you, Cody. I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily be the one to be like, I told you so, because scenarios like that don't necessarily make or break me. Like, I kind of see people like that, or know people like that, know who they are before things like that happen.
Right.
So it wouldn't be new to me. Now, if it is someone that I trusted or interested in, and they surprised me, and they were looking out, and then all of a sudden, they just leave me high and dry, then that shit would probably, fuck with me, and I would feel some type of way. But I'm a firm believer, you treat people how you want to be treated.
Right.
So if that's how you want to treat me, that's how I'm going to treat him or her.
Right.
Moving on.
Right.
I wouldn't necessarily, I told you so. I will separate myself. It won't be as cozy or as friendly as it once was.
So I'm so sorry to cut you off. You're like the silent person then. Like, what I mean by silent person, when you say you're going to separate yourself, are you going to let that other individual know, like, why you're separating yourself from them?
No.
Or are you just going to...
This is what I mean. Say, for instance, I'm using me and Cooley as in general. I'm looking out for Cooley. Cooley's been looking out for me. And now all of a sudden, Cooley I needed Cooley, and I know he up right now, and I'm down, and I come to Cooley, and I know he could do it. It's nothing he can't do, because sometimes, people can't do it, and you can't be mad at him.
Right, right.
So, it's something that, he could do and shit. He up, and, he ain't got to worry and carry the world and shit, and I consistently ask him, like, yo, I need you to help me out with this, and he blow me to the side. That's not necessarily saying that's the case or whatever, but
y'all have to justify y'all love. Shit, just get it out.
That's my brother. That's my brother.
Okay, I get it.
This ain't what y'all call bro. This is my brother. Like,
what I would do in that instance, not necessarily when Cooley come to me, be like, yo, nah, you didn't do this for me, so I'm not gonna do this for you. That's petty. That's tit for tat. Like, know what I mean? But I'm just gonna, know what I mean, hold myself to a certain standard. Like, yo, listen, he's not gonna put his neck out for me, so I can't put my neck out for him. I would still love my love, bro, and I would do as much as I can for him, but sticking my neck out for him, I can't, because I'm not getting the same
return. Right.
So it's just simple as that. I'm not gonna call him and be like, yo, I'm not never gonna let you hold the money because you didn't motherfucking do this. I ain't gonna do that now.
Cause
I'm just gonna keep it that big.
We've seen people go through situations where they get lawsuits or they get income tax, and before this, not even that, they was calling people for help or asking people for help or just being around. Shit, I know somebody right now that got a large lump sum or whatever from a lawsuit and wasn't around at all. Know what I mean? And then got their lawsuit and was trying to buy everybody respect, buy everybody love. Know what I mean? Hey, yo, come out here, come out there. It's all on me. And then when the money dried up, they go back in their tunnel. Like, yo, some of y'all got to realize that your friends or your family is your friends and or your family. Like, we not around for your bread because we was pretty much doing okay before it came. And we going to be all right when it go. This part right here is, this part of the conversation is more for what can you do, or things you could do, or things that you can use your lump sums of money for. Like, bro, sis, what's your credit score? Bro, sis, you got any business aspirations? You got any stocks out there that you want to jump into? I mean, like, there's things you can do or put places you can put your money that can help your money grow and your money work for you. Like, me personally, like, I mean, I chose, and yes, I'm about to get personal real quick. I chose this income tax to get my shit right, know what I mean? Get whatever debts I had paid, know what I mean? I need a new whip, so I'm about to jump out there, do that. But that's half income tax, half earnings for the year, know what I mean? But on top of that, I'm looking at, know what I mean, stocks, bonds. I'm looking at, shit, this podcast right here, I'm investing in this shit. In the long term, this shit's going to end up bringing back some revenue at some point, somehow, some way. But
I'm going to be the one that went to school for no reason, and I'll be famous off of the podcast.
But this shit is just, it's avenues that I feel people could be taking to better their life instead of trying to look at the material things right off the rip. Because you could buy that bag today, but that same price that bag was, you could have paid off your debt. Your credit score could have went up, and Shorty could have got a house. She could have got the whip that she been wanting with a low interest rate, know what I mean? And been even looking better than just on the bus with a bag on her hip. I'm just saying.
I got a minivan.
It's oh my God. Here she goes.
I'm sorry. I wanted this
shout
minivan.
Shout out to the soccer moms.
I wanted this minivan. I've been eyeing this bad boy. This is a sexy minivan. I've been eyeing it.
Okay, said, she said a sexy minivan.
And
she has not been drinking Don Julio
not
yet.
At all. This is my personality, sober. So wow. Imagine me drunk. I'm great. But I have a minivan. I just purchased it. I am absolutely in love with it. I invested my money on a minivan. I wanted something that was going to get me from point A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So because I got my minivan, I am happy. Very happy.
That's what's up. I'm happy. I'm happy for you.
Black on black.
To touch on what Maine was saying, pretty much some good things or positive things to do with your money, investing and stuff. And he mentioned credit restoration.
Credit.
So with that being said, just bring me in mind to my boy Darius Hill. Shout out Darius Hill. I mean, he's a sales director, he's a credit restorer, and I mean, I'm going to give you a little bit insight, a little bit info on him, on what he do, and how you can reach out and to him, and hopefully better yourself and your credit, your situation, because like y'all said earlier, there's a lot of people that still have half their tax money, so you can still use some of this money to invest in yourself, and I think that's the most important thing you can do. Now, with that being said, Darice, he can assist you on with collections, repossessions, evictions, foreclosures, tax liens, bankruptcies, identity thefts, medical bills, student loans, public records, judgments, just as well as your credit restoration. So it's multiple avenues or multiple lanes that he can assist you in. And I know he don't mind me doing this. So, I mean, if you want to hit him up or contact him, I mean, 475-202-0329. I mean, just hit him up.
Just repeat it again for them so they can have that number, because I think that's very good to have.
475-202-0329. Just hit him up. And if you want to email him or you need to email him, he got a, let me just try to find it real quick. Website. His website is www.makingdreamsreal.today. That's www.makingdreamsreal.today. And if you're serious about bettering yourself, I'm telling you, this guy, he's all for bettering his people. And now you'll be in good hands. And that's all I needed to say about that.
Okay, thank you. And also, I just want to point out that we do have another credit woman. This man is just absolutely phenomenal. So if you are comfortable working with a man, you can work with a man. If you're comfortable working with a woman, you can work with a woman. This woman is absolutely phenomenal. She's all about the Black community. She's also about reaching out, helping people outside of the Black community as well, which I think is very good. So I'm going to shout her out. She does have a Instagram as well as Facebook page. And I'm sure if you guys are not familiar with her, word of mouth, I know that she is trending. Successfully trending, but I just want to give a shout out to Credit Warriors Inc. The woman that started this program was Supreme Essence. I ran into Supreme long time ago when she was doing her first profession, and just to see the growth in this woman is absolutely amazing. So she is a testimony herself, and I think that reaching out to her for credit, just repair, and just getting that information on how to do it yourself will be very good. So I'm just gonna share her information. She doesn't give off her telephone number. I can see why, because she has over 10,000 followers on Facebook. But I will say that she does have a website here. It is www.creditwarriors.org. She is based out of Stamford, Connecticut. She is a New Haven resident. So if you are comfortable with giving back to the people that made a way for people who are trying to succeed, then I think that she would be the person to go to as well. Either way, guys, I want to make it very clear that if you're going to have money and you're going to run into a lump sum of money, you really want to think about what you're going to do with the money. It's fine if you want to, you know, go out, buy the newest sneakers, party, you know, whatever it is that you do, it is fine. But you also want to think about future investments. Those future investments can consist of your credit and just putting money to the side. Even if you have bills or if you want to go back to school, I would suggest, you know, putting money to the side, because at the end of the day, financial freedom is a big thing. It's a big key. A lot of people are not taught how to handle credit or what credit consists of. So we grew up in our adulthood maxing out credit cards or doing all these silly, foolish things because no one taught us or paved the way so we can see what financial freedom is and just how to manage your credit score. And I think with the two examples that we gave today, that we're giving you that key to just restore and just turn around your life and make some good investments, not only for your family, but ultimately for yourself. Absolutely. So, you know, think about it. You don't have to always be flashy. You don't have to be. Sometimes the most richest person is wearing the Payless shoes, or they're wearing the busted jacket, or they're not, you know, they're walking around looking like bums. You don't see Bill Gates in Jordans, or you don't see Steve Jobs, rest his soul. You never seen him in a pair of Jordans or anything of the nature. They're usually wearing the Avion shoes. And that's because they can understand that clothes don't make a person or appearance don't make a person, or flashy cars don't make a person. It doesn't. All that stuff goes.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, I mean, I'm focused currently on getting my credit right. I mean, I'm not going through nobody to help me get it restored or whatever. I'm doing it on my own. And I mean, if you don't want to go through nobody, you can get the Credit Karma app, and they could tell you for free what your credit score is, what's on your credit report, what you need to work on. If it's anything up there that's not right, you can call up, get the shit taken dispute off. It, right? I mean, dispute it. Like, you can get right. Basically, what we trying to tell y'all is, man, it's okay to get your bread. We ain't ever saying don't get your bread. What we are saying is make sure that when you getting your bread, you making your bread work for you, or you doing things with your bread that can open up doors for you to be able to do more later on. Because at the end of the day, you need bread and you need a good credit score to get where you really want to be. Like, you know what I mean? Period.
And also, I'm sorry. Besides Credit Karma, that is a fantastic app. There's also another app that a lot of people don't know of. And I want to point this out. There's freecreditreport.com. It's actually free now. You don't have to pay anything. And it actually pulls up your Experian. So you have your TransUnion, your Equifax, but then you also have your Experian that's pulled up through freecreditreport.com. And it's an app for that. And it's real easy and simple. It updates every month. And it also gives you tips on what you can do to better your credit on that end. Because at the end of the day, you have these three scores, but when they combine them all together, it has to be a certain score in order for you to get what you really want.
Right. And it's not even that they combine them all together. What they do is they line them up from least to
they take your middle score.
Right. They basically take your middle score. So one score could say 572, the other one say 720, and then the middle one say, I mean, 640. They gonna take the 640 and they gonna rock with that, and then they gonna try to give you what they can off of that. And I mean, me personally, like I said, I rock with Credit Karma. I rock with that. It ain't steered me wrong yet. Shit, right about now, it got me looking pretty good in the credit area. Mm-hmm.
Do you mind if I touch on school too? Because I think it's very important that
I don't mind. Shit.
Education. So, I'm just a overall big believer in going to college. That does not necessarily mean that you can't get what you want in life, you know, without going to college, because I've seen people that take up trades and they're making just as amount of, or if not more, money than those who go to college. But I think that ultimately, whatever you do, you have to have like some type of secondary schooling, whether it's a trade or college. But I know for me, and I'm just a walking testimony, college has definitely changed my entire life around. It made me a better person, and it also opened endless possibilities for me. So if you're hesitant, and I've been hearing this a lot lately, people have been coming to me, asking me to help them with the FAFSA forms and just some of my tips on how to survive college first year round with school, work, and children. I say go ahead and do it. Believe me, it's not as bad as what it seems. As long as you put time management into your routine, you will be fine. But I think, again, it's very important that we educate ourselves beyond high school and GED level. We definitely need to have that education, because that's something that a government cannot take away from you. Once you obtain that knowledge, it is there.
So
they can't rob you of that.
Another thing is, a lot of people say if you don't go to college, then you basically screwed. That's not the truth. If you can go to a trade school, you can learn a trade. I mean, you could jump out there and learn HVAC, carpentry. You can learn all types of different trades that's out there, like, you know what I mean? And you can basically start your own business. You don't need a degree. I mean, a degree can help if you get a business degree, but if you get a degree and you don't have the degree, but you know how to do carpentry, you can start your own carpentry business. You know how to do plumbing. You could do your own plumbing business. Like, that's what we really need out here in our communities. We need people like us out here in the workforce creating them competitive prices, you know what I mean, and wages, and get out here and do for ourselves. We learn how to do for ourselves. We won't be calling on too many of these other companies to do nothing for us, honestly. Like, you know what I mean, I think not only do we need the college, but we definitely need the trades. Like, we got to learn these trades because at the end of the day, the carpentry, the welding, the plumbing, you need all of that to be able to build whatever you're going to build out here in the world. Like, you feel me? Exactly. And those jobs aren't going anywhere. I mean, and this is, I know it's grown-ups talk, and this is probably geared more towards our younger crowd of grown-ups, but even for, even for, even
geared towards our generation.
That's what I was, exactly what I was getting to. Even us as parents, you know what I mean? Us grown-ups, that's parents. We got kids that's in the teens, or not me specifically, but, you know what I mean, people that's listening and got kids that's in the teens and stuff like that. If somebody said they want to jump out there and go to Job Corps, or somebody want to go out here to a community college that just teach them trades, like, let them go learn that. You know what I mean? Because if they young enough, they could learn that trade, turn right back around, go to college, do 4 years real quick, and come out here and get them a business and know how to run it all and have something longevity. Like, you feel me? I mean, I know this started off talking about people having turning their nose up from having nothing, getting a little lump stuff. Yeah, it all ties in. See, I don't want y'all thinking that we just coming at people because it's income tax time. We're just trying to help strengthen your minds and think of other avenues and ways to take it, because at the end of the day, this junk comes once a year as far as income tax. If we're talking specifically about income tax, this junk comes once a year. You can't wait to this time every year to be able to say you got money. Like, at some point, if you grown and you got kids, or if you grown and you taking care of yourself, you got to create revenue. Like, you got to create some type of money for yourself. So we just trying to give y'all some solutions, some avenues, or I mean, some dirt roads to take, because everything that we're saying isn't an easy path. Like, I mean, stocks and bonds, that shit is, it takes long term for your money to be in there, for that shit to actually give you some bread. Like, DJ Vlad just put up his portfolio for stocks. He said he put $1,000 a year. So think about all you people with multiple kids. Y'all getting almost $10,000 a year. You take $1,000 a year and throw those in stocks every year. This dude got $680,000, like, in stocks right now. So, and he only been doing it for I would say the past 5-10 years. Like, from the portfolio that I seen, it's only been like 10 years max that he been doing it. Like, you know what I mean? So just think about it. You know what I mean? It's ways you can make money. It's ways you can do it right. You can definitely do it wrong and give it to your baby daddy. Let him flip it.
But never get it back.
Some of their baby daddies be flipping it for real.
Let me get this. We're going to flip this money, baby. You never get it back.
I'm just saying. I know a couple of brothers that went to their baby moms, got the bread, flipped it, and then they've been able to sustain they hustle from there. But now, I mean, nonetheless, I mean, I just wanted to take this time and talk about this topic. You know, it's that time of the year. It's right around the time when everybody got some bread, everybody feeling themselves. And I mean, they not their usual self right now. They just a little enhanced by the bread in their pocket. And I mean, or in the words of AK, they are who they are. They just showing their true colors, because they shining a little bit brighter because of their means. Like, you know what I mean? But I am Cooley Main. You can find me anywhere under Cooley Main on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you know what I mean?
But this is AK. You know, you can find me, Grown Ups Talk. But I mean, for the people that is serious about credit restoration, I know Monica, she's going to hopefully reiterate the information you just gave out.
Yep.
But,
yep.
So yeah, hit my boy up, Darius Hill, 475-202-0329. Definitely positive dude. Definitely serious about credit restoration and all of this. The list again includes collection, repossession, eviction, foreclosure, tax liens, bankruptcies, identity theft, medical bills, student loans, public records, judgments, health insurance, so on and so forth.
Et cetera.
Right, he's all for bettering you. So,
And then we have Credit Warriors by Supreme Essence. It's a nonprofit organization. Again, she does charge $300 to get your entire credit fixed. Just throwing it out there. But if you are interested, her website here is www.creditwarriors.org. Again, is www.creditwarriors.org. So we gave you two people that you can use to restore your credit and get everything together. But again, this is Monica signing off. You can find me on IG at imperfectly imperfect. That's imperfect_30. And that's it, guys. Signing off.
Yeah. So y'all know what it is, man. Listen. You got your money, celebrate it right, you know what I mean? If you can, make that shit work for you. Get yourself a little something so you can feel special. But know what I mean? Most of all, this is grown-ups talk, where we talk about that grown-up shit, you know what I mean? Take your asses to bed now, because I know them kids is...
Now.
You could take, I mean, you could take your asses to bed now at this point, AK. I mean, the kid's snoring. We don't put the knowledge out there.
Know what I mean? More so of a demand.
More of a demand. My fault, people. My fault, people. My fault.
If you don't want to go to bed, you don't have to go to bed.
Who said go to bed now, though?
No.
I. Y'all right. My bad. Y'all know what it is. It's grown-ups talk. Them kids are snoring. Know what I mean? We just filled your head with this information and this positive talk. Know what I mean? It's been fun. Know what I mean? At this point, I hope y'all feel with the message and y'all ready to take your asses to sleep too. If so, know what I mean? Good night.
Until next week.
If not, hit next on the next episode. Play, like, subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to do all of the same.